This is Arkies in the Beltway, your look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, reporting from the nation's capital. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of September 1st, 2024. Two members of Arkansas's congressional delegation involved in the conversation surrounding smartphone use in schools. Senator Tom Cotton of Little Rock and Representative Bruce Westerman of Hot Springs, serving as lead sponsors of two measures calling for research on the effects of these devices in the classroom. The bills, both titled the Focus on Learning Act, would require the Department of Education to study the impact of smartphones on academic achievement as well as students' mental health. The measures also call for a pilot program allowing local school systems to purchase lockers and containers so students can store their phones during the school day. One reason for Cotton's involvement in the issue, his two sons, who are elementary school age. The senator says he does not discount the value of technology as a learning component, but worries how students may be using smartphones and other devices for non-educational purposes.
If you're using these devices to help teach kids to read or how to do math, sometimes help them overcome learning disabilities, that's a wonderful use for those devices. But if they're using them to distract away from learning in the classroom or to harass and bully other kids in the virtual world, as happens in the real world, unfortunately, that's not something that should be allowed.
As for Westerman, his interest in part stems from his past work on the Fountain Lake School District's Board of Education.
I think it's good that we've got this bill in place and hopefully it will get passed so that we can get some good, solid, peer-reviewed research on what it means to education and to our children's mental health and well-being to take cell phones out of the classroom.
Both measures have bipartisan support. Cotton introduced his bill with Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine last November. Among the sponsors, Ohio Republican J.D. Vance, the GOP's vice presidential nominee, and Arizona Democrat Mark Kelly, a finalist for the Democratic vice presidential slot. Westerman was part of a bipartisan coalition who introduced the House legislation in July. Representative Frenchill of Little Rock has signed on to the bill as a co-sponsor. Interest in these two measures amid a national discussion surrounding smartphones in schools. Several states have been pushing efforts to restrict the use of phones. This includes Arkansas. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders supporting a campaign to provide schools with storage pouches. Cotton supports the Arkansas effort, adding the federal government should play a role in ensuring these programs are successful through providing appropriate funding.
We're not a national school board. These decisions should be made by Governor Sanders and our legislature and school boards. I do think Congress in a small pilot program can provide a much stronger factual basis for school boards to make these decisions.
While Congress has struggled to pass legislation given the partisan split on Capitol Hill, Cotton and Westerman are optimistic about lawmakers passing one of these bills. Westerman says the fact both measures have bipartisan support is a good sign.
You can pass bills out of the House totally partisan, but it takes 60 votes to do just about anything in the Senate. So getting the bipartisan support in the House signals to the Senate that they should have bipartisan support as well.
If Congress does consider the matter, it would likely happen during the post-election lame duck session. Lawmakers will have 5 weeks after Election Day, November 5th, to take up any lingering legislative matters before a break for the holidays. Senator John Bozeman continuing his push to get what he describes as more farm in the next farm bill. Bozeman of Rogers joining Texas Senator John Cornyn last Tuesday for an agriculture roundtable in Mission, Texas, focused on what the next multi-year farm bill needs. The city of Mission, located near the U.S.-Mexico border in South Texas. Congress last approved a farm bill in December 2018, authorizing programs concerning nutrition assistance, agriculture, rural development, and research. The Senate and House of Representatives were supposed to pass a new farm bill last fall, but they instead opted to extend the 2018 law through this September amid disagreements over nutrition and conservation spending. Bozeman serves as the top Republican on the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee. He says it's important for Congress to get this right.
We're not talking about making a deal for the next year. We're talking about making a contract with you for 5 years. Who knows what those next 5 years are going to be like. So we've got to do something, okay? But we've got to do the right thing.
Bozeman and his Republican colleagues have argued the next farm bill needs to allocate adequate funds for risk management tools. This includes an adjustment to reference prices used by federal insurance programs. The standing farm bill uses 2012 data. Bozeman says the current system isn't working for agriculture producers.
We're not going to do a new farm bill this Congress unless we can get more farm in the farm bill.
Cornyn agrees, saying farmers and ranchers need assurance from the federal government that they will be protected during turbulent times.
Well, I'm with Senator Bozeman. We need to put more farm back in the farm bill because, unfortunately, a lot of the urban folks are more interested in the nutrition programs, which are significant. I don't mean to minimize them, but we need to keep our farmers and producers in mind when we pass a farm bill, and we intend to do just that.
Republicans and Democrats remain at an impasse on finalizing the next farm bill. Democrats concerned Republican proposals would cut future nutrition assistance benefits and hinder conservation work under the Inflation Reduction Act. Republicans in turn have argued they need to reallocate these conservation dollars into more traditional programs, contending the move would generate new funding over a longer period of time compared to the current trajectory. The current farm bill is set to expire September 30th without congressional action. Bozeman has said Congress needs to act by the end of the year to limit interruptions to government programs. And that'll do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of September 1st, 2024. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at arkansasonline.com. You can get in touch with me on social media. My handle is at Alex House Thomas. Special thanks, as always, to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.